Hello, hello, hello. How's it going out there? You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at the University of British Columbia. And I should add, broadcasting to the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people in the city that we colonially know as Vancouver. My name is Jasper. And I'm here just hopping on air with a couple of my friends. We're doing sort of training program kind of session today in Studio A. And we're just hopping on mic, playing some songs, and seeing how it goes. So, yeah, I'm Jasper. I'm joined by my friend Oren. Oren, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Good to see you. You might recognize Oren's voice from the show Planet Floston. Although...
Yeah.
I feel like you manipulate your voice quite a bit on that show.
I do, yes. You might not necessarily be familiar with this voice that you hear right now, but yeah.
Yeah.
If you're interested, you can always listen every other Tuesday at 11 p.m.
I recommend it. It's a great show. I really like your show.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Elle. Elle, how you doing?
Hello.
Welcome to CITR.
I'm good. We're on the air.
It's real. Yeah, this is really happening. Yeah. For everyone listening, this is us training people how to go on air. It's something we do every week here at CITR. At least we're starting this new kind of format where we just hop on air together. And as it's part of the starting your own show process. And if that's something you're interested in, you can head over to citr.ca to learn more. Elle, could I ask you a few questions about you?
Yes.
Because we literally just met like 15 minutes ago.
Yes.
And now we're on the radio together.
I know, it's crazy.
Maybe you could just tell the listeners a little bit about what brought you to CITR today.
Yeah. One of these days I was just walking throughout the Nest here at UBC and I stumbled across the CITR broadcasting station. And was just looking in the window, and I think it was Dora that came to the door and was like, hey, you coming in? And I was like, I guess I am. And then I got brought in, and then I got offered a radio show, and I was like, what is this place? So, yeah, now I'm just doing the trainings, and it's been a really cool process to think about, like, what do I want to say in the world, and what do I want people to hear, and slowly think about that and develop those ideas in myself. And, yeah. Now we're here talking about it.
Cool. I love so many aspects of that story. In particular, the part at the end where you said, like, trying to figure out what you want to say, what you want people to hear. That is the big question about, you know, broadcasting. I find that that sort of reveals itself as you go.
Yeah.
So I love that. And I love how you just sort of came by and Dora hauled you in.
Yeah, it was so random. I was really happy.
Are you a student here on campus?
Yeah, well, I'm not taking classes right now,
right.
But I was last semester. And yeah, it was a really, like, such a relief to find a space like this where people, like, wanted you around. There's
cool.
Not that sense everywhere on campus, you know, because it's so big and so spread out. So
yeah, yeah. And lately, you know, there's other factors that have made it kind of hard to hang out in spaces. It's great that you're here. Like, your timing's really good because we've just sort of started reopening things here at CITR, and this wasn't really possible recently.
Yeah.
So
right, thank you for having me.
Great. Okay, well, we have the CITR top 30 chart in front of us, and we're gonna just play some songs from it. Now, I have not picked a song yet. We haven't even made it that far. But maybe I'll start us off. I'm just going to scan this playlist really quickly and see if there's something that catches my eye. There's some Kate LeBond. I love Kate LeBond, and I have not heard that song yet. Let's do that. Are you familiar with Kate LeBond's work?
No.
Anybody?
I'm not.
We're about to be.
Yeah.
So Kate LeBond is a very, very idiosyncratic songwriter from Wales. She's Welsh. And has a very, I mean, I haven't heard this recent work, but her previous work is just really sort of angular, really stylized. I hesitate to call it rock. I guess it's just pop music. But let's see what Kate LeBond has been up to lately. This appears to be a song called Remembering Me from a record called Pompeii. Here's Kate LeBon.
Fuck y'all whining. If you wanna chuck me, I decline it. The body stay hot in the climate. Down the beat and rewind it. Whining. And when I ring down the phone, the dude boy can't leave me alone. Chuck to me back, chuck to me back. But fuck y'all try it. Maybe you can't see me with the action. I'm on their back, right? Them my distraction. Sim, I get a ride. And maybe my bum wide. And bad my
might vibe on the rhythm line. Life shall not gangsta steer court. I'm on the phone on the wheel, on the wheel, on the wheel. She a reaping, no, rock up the place. Bad girl, girl, don't know, rock up the place.
Like a bad girl whining. If you want, chop me at the climbing. Your body stay hot in the climbing. Down the beat and rewind it, rewind. You wanna ring down the phone. Let the boy girl, let me have one. Chop to me back, chop to me back. Bad man, girl, try and don't get wrong.
For the girl who skin up on a Friday, for the girl tech body on a Tuesday, for the goon them a move on. Bambi and Herb, the money rock. Me need a woman who know if you wind up. Me need a woman who know if you know if you. Why them a pray me like TV a find out. Who a rude boy have a money if you fly up. Me wonder guy every weekend. Me get a new hot girl every season. Only cause of the way and the reason. Mama taught it up a dog and a demon. Knife shan what gangsta steal coke. Keep my hand on my phone and the wheel on the wheel on the wheel. Cherry pay no walk up the place. Hot girl, girl don't know. Rock up the place. Cherry pay no walk up the place. Hot girl, girl don't know. Rock up the place.
Like a bad girl wind up. If you want, chop me at the climbing. Your body stay hot in the climbing. Sound the beat and rewind it. Rewind. You wanna ring down the phone. Let the boy can't let me alone. Chop to me back, chop to me back. Bad man, girl, try it.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Hey, you are back with CITR 101.9 FM. It's your friends, Jasper, Oren, and Elle, hanging out on the radio. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Thanks for listening. What did we just hear? We heard Kate LeBon representing Wales, and then we heard Bambi.
Yeah, we did.
Which was your selection, Oren?
Twas my selection.
Tell us a bit about Bambi, because I'm unfamiliar.
Okay. Well, the song that you just heard was Twitch. It was the original version. I played the remix by Coco Bryce on my show a few weeks ago. But Bambi is a DJ, producer, extraordinaire of sorts. from Toronto. I know that she's really involved with the underground scene, the party scene, throws parties, all that kind of good stuff.
Have you been?
I haven't been, no. I haven't been to Toronto other than a layover, but
right.
I would love to party with them.
I would love to just go to a party. It's been a while since I've been to a party.
Exactly.
That was a cool song. I liked it. That was the original, but we chose it because you played the remix on your show recently, right?
Yeah. Amazing remix.
Cool. And which do you prefer now that you've heard both?
Well, You can't pit two amazing things together, in my opinion. But they're definitely for two different moods. So if you are in the late night kind of party remixy kind of vibe, then definitely the Coco Bryce.
Mm.
And if you're in the vibe that we were just in, then the original.
I think that's a great answer, right? It's too often I think people feel compelled to compare things that really don't belong in. People just feel compelled to compare things, and like it's exactly. A strange instinct.
Yeah. Like, it's like, why?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why does one thing have to be better? That's kind of it's a crazy concept.
It's all beautiful as art.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So moving along to L now, we have a selection from L.
Yeah.
Tell us about your selection.
I chose this because I was at this dance workshop a weekend ago, I think, and we were dancing in the four different elements. So we were moving from like land to air to water. And I think this one was for air, and it was really cool, and it matched the feel that we were trying to convey really well. And I was like, yo, what's this song? And she was like, it's the Rolling Stones. And I was it's the Rolling Stones. when you asked me what song to play, this is the first one that came to my mind.
Cool. That sounds like a cool dance workshop.
Yeah. No, it was sweet. And it was free too.
Great. Where did you do it?
It was at the dance studio downtown, but it was for this festival called Matriarchs Uprising.
Okay.
Yeah. With this woman named Jeanette. It was really great.
Is that the dance center on like Davie Street?
Yeah. I didn't even know that was there. And then it was intense.
Yeah. Big facility.
Yes.
Big dance center, Davie and like Granville-ish.
Something like that. Yeah. Cool. Parking's really expensive.
Yeah. Don't drive.
Don't do it.
Take the train.
Don't do it. Yeah,
it's right up the street from the train. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have chosen, what have we chosen? The Rolling Stones.
Just the remastered one is probably good.
Okay.
Emotional Rescue.
This is Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones. Hey, folks, I'm just fading that down. Just a little bit, because I picked the wrong song. What we're hearing right now is, what does that say? My eyes are bad.
Dance Part 1.
That's Dance Part 1. That's not what we wanted to play. This is Emotional Rescue by the Rolling Stones coming up now.
tonight and every night. I will be your knight in shining armor, coming to your emotional rescue. You will be mine, you will be mine, all mine. You will be mine, you will be mine.
Listen, Mick, just vamping over this outro here. Hey, folks, you got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM. Still broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. It's Jasper. I'm hanging out with Oren and Elle. We're listening to the sweet, sweet vibes of the Rolling Stones. This is Emotional Rescue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was Elle's selection. Overheard at a free dance class last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rare, but awesome.
Rare? Sorry?
I feel like dance classes are never free.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's cool to find free, like, art experiences.
Yeah. No, it's special for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, usually those things are really expensive, like lessons in general.
Yeah, just anything. Everything costs money all the time. It's really tiring.
This is true. This is true. So we're hanging out on the radio. We're doing a little training sesh, which is a new thing we're doing around here. Not a new thing. We've always trained people how to get on the radio. That's kind of what we do. But it's a new thing that I'm doing. Is training people on air like this. Oren.
What's up?
You've made the next selection for us.
Have I?
You have. You have.
You're like, yeah.
Or have you?
Hold on. Have I?
So we've landed on No Doubt.
We've
landed on The Return of Saturn.
We have.
We have not landed on a single from that album.
No.
So Oren, walk us through how you're thinking, how you're feeling right now. What's going through your mind?
Okay, so there's a lot of things going through my mind always at the same time. but right now, kind of stuck in a No Doubt phase. I feel like I revisit No Doubt, like, seasonally. Probably, like, 3 times a year I'll be going through all of their songs and listening to it just because I've grown up on it.
Yeah.
Hey Baby was always played at home and just, like, all that kind of stuff. But Return of Saturn, kind of keeping it planetary, Planet Flosten, every other Tuesday. I had to do that. But there, I feel like people could argue against this, but I feel like Return of Saturn is one of, if not the best, No Doubt album. So lots of great songs like Ex-Girlfriend and Simple Kind of Life. But I think I've landed on New.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does this song have any particular, you know, any memories attached to it? Any, you know?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I feel like this, I feel like I discovered some of their later work later, you know? So it wasn't like, it was just like the Rocksteady was always on, but not the other ones, not the classics.
Cool. All right. Well, here it is. This is New by No Doubt.
If it's what you fear, my advice is that you show it. So baby, cry. If you're high, how will I know it? And I pray every night that my dreams come true. Will I finally be happy if they do? Hurry, hurry up. My days are numbered. This is what I fear. What I'm trying to say is,
free and it's a new day. All of these things have control of me and I can't guarantee what's in store for me. So take your time, cause I'm all right, right now.
Do you like that? Bad at sex, bad at sex. Bad at sex, bad at sex. How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Yeah, big shout out to Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop. Probably the longest running ad that we've had at our... at least the longest running ad we've had in during my tenure here at CITR. Welcome back, friends. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm here with Oren and Elle. We're hanging out.
Yeah.
We just heard Macy Gray.
Yes.
Yeah, which was your selection.
Yes, I love that song. It keeps circling back into my life, and it's really special to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Like recently, how long has it been a part of your life?
Probably just like over the past year and a half, I keep rediscovering it.
Cool.
And just like different lines stand out to me where I'm like, damn, Macy, you hit me again.
You rediscover it frequently.
Yeah. Like for some reason, I don't save it to my playlist and I'm like, cool, it'll come back when it comes back.
Oh, cool. Yeah. It's kind of like what you were saying, Oren, with no doubt. Like you sort of orbit it and your orbits are close sometimes and far or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
We can stick with our planetary analogies while we talk about music.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's cool. Well, we're probably going to sign off. For the day. Thank you for listening to us and our music selections, and thank you for listening to CITR. If you like CITR and you think you maybe want to start a radio show, come talk to us and come visit CITR.ca. There's a Get Involved page, and we do in-person tours every day at noon, so you can come see the space and learn more and chat with us and start your new life on the radio. Oren, where can people find you after this?
You can find me every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. on my show Planet Floston.
Very cool. Very cool. Which I just celebrated its one-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. So happy birthday to Planet Floston.
Wow.
I bought a cake.
Did
it was
you?
Great. I did. And I went to Brecca and I was like, can you write like 1 year on air? And they're like, of course you can. And it was really nice. And everyone congratulated me in the lineup.
That's sweet.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome. Who did you eat the cake with?
I ate it with my partner, Anita.
Oh, cute.
It was so cute.
Cute. Yeah. Did you do, like, candles? Like, one candle?
No, I think there was 20 candles, and they're all different colors.
Wow.
And because we didn't want to burn the house down, we did every other candle.
It came with candles?
No. We had to buy the candles separately.
You bought candles separately, set up 20, and then lit 20. Half of them.
Yeah. So okay. we put like 20 candles on the cake, and then we're like, maybe 20 lit candles is a little too much.
Felt excessive.
So, a little excessive. So every other one was lit, and it was really cute and very artsy.
Right. Cut the fire hazard in half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, cool. Planet Flossin' Tuesdays.
At 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
Yeah.
I should know that. Of all people who should know that.
I'm like, I send you my show every week.
I literally put it on the radio for you every week.
Yeah.
Elle, so nice hanging out with you on air.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for coming.
It's been great.
To CITR. We're looking forward to hearing you more, mm-hmm. seeing what you do.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay, folks, we're going to sign off. I popped a CD in the tray, which belongs to a friend of mine named Leighton Kramer. Hold on. I'm going to readjust my microphone so I can see what I'm doing. One sec. See, you could probably hear all of that little chair movement. That was me moving around the studio. Because sometimes you need to reposition yourself in the studio, and it's just the best thing to do. So I don't know the track listing on Leighton's CD, so we're just going to play the first song. Here it is, Leighton Kramer from Victoria, BC.
Why I'm so uncertain, and I've not forgiven.